All right, Bulldog Live continues here. We're talking about the Northern Pass Project on the Pulse, and that is the power line that will run from Quebec down to Franklin, where the potential for a couple hundred jobs can be created along the way here. And then that line's got to go from Franklin to Deerfield. And, you know, before we get Martin Murray, the spokesman for the Northern Pass Project, Martin, before we get into the specifics of the routes, perhaps, but the process for people who are concerned about voicing their opinions, tell us about the meetings and hearings that are going to be held or that have been held.
Sure. And thanks, Brian. There is some concern that this is a done deal. We put a line on a map, and people think that, well, that's the end. I don't have a lot to say about it. Not true. This is actually driven at both the federal level and at the state level. We need permits in both venues. The next step people will likely see is that the Department of Energy is going to issue a letter, a document, and it'll make news at that time, about a series of meetings that will be held here in New Hampshire. I expect at least four, possibly five, and it will stretch both in the far north, in the south, and in the middle region of this project. And those meetings will be, you know, probably in a local school, in a gymnasium perhaps, and everyone who wishes to speak can speak. They can also file pieces of paper, you know, with more extended remarks. But basically, that will be an opportunity for everyone to voice his or her opinion or to suggest alternatives to the proposal that we've suggested.
Who conducts these meetings?
That is held by the Department of Energy. So they're okay. Not our meetings. It is the Department of Energy. It's part of their development of an environmental impact statement.
So if a meeting is being held in Deerfield, which I think that's coming up on Monday, right?
Well, that's not a Department of Energy meeting. That's a local. What we've been doing here in New Hampshire on a very local grassroots level is project team members, people like me and others here based in New Hampshire, have simply been going to regular meetings of select boards, like we were in Pembroke last Monday. So we're an agenda item at a regular meeting, and we simply take whatever time the select board wants to give us to present an overview of the project and how, as proposed, it may impact the town. We do that in advance of contacting individual landowners along the route. It's just a way to basically say, hey, before we reach out to your the landowners in your town, we want to come to you, the town fathers, to explain the project and what it means. So, for example, in Deerfield, we'll be at a Board of Selectmen's meeting, the regular meeting, I believe, next Monday. We'll provide an overview of the project and its possible impact on Deerfield, and then we will send letters and reach out on a one-to-one basis with those specific landowners in Deerfield to explain for each property what it might mean for that property.
Okay, so that comes up to the issue of rights of ways, and I have about 2.5 minutes to explain this one at the most. And that is the rights of ways that there are some existing rights of ways. Some people may be familiar with that term, others may not. There's some new ones that may need to be established, which a lot of people are saying, wait a minute, you're cutting right through the middle of my prime farmland. How does that happen?
Yeah, about the project's about, as proposed, is about 140 miles in length. About 100 miles of that, we would like to use existing rights of way. And in about 40, we would require brand new rights of way. In terms of existing rights of way, which is most of the southern portion of the project, what that means, Brian, is that if you're a property owner, we may already have a easement on your property. That gives us the right to have a power line on the property, for example. You still own the property. We own the right to have our power line cross it. What we're talking about in the Deerfield area, for example, is continued use of the existing rights of way on some parcels, not all, but on some parcels, possibly expanding, that is widening the right of way by about 35 feet in order to fit the new line.
How is that achieved? I mean, do you buy the property?
We don't buy it. We buy the right to use a portion of someone's property. So, for example, Brian, hypothetically, if you owned like 10 acres, we might come to you and say, Brian, we'd like to use the western edge of your property, 1 acre. We'd like to use it, the width of it, in order to place our power line. And we would come to a financial agreement and a legal agreement for the continued use, for the use of the line for the power project.
And if they don't?
we haven't come to that point yet. I mean, there's existing rights of way all over this state. There are miles and miles and miles of it, all legally used easements.
Okay.
For most of this project, we want to use existing rights of way. So we're pretty optimistic about our ability, if indeed that's where the project is going to go, to work out with landowners that we already have easements with a continued agreement. If we're talking about widening it on your particular property, obviously we would have to talk to you and negotiate. And you might say, well, geez, I wouldn't mind giving you this much land, but can you put the land over here can you put the line over here on this side instead of over this side? So there's always an opportunity to try to work these things out.
And I've got to run, Martin. What's a website people can get more info?
Northernpass.us.
All right, Martin Murray, thank you very much. I must run. Thank you. We'll chat again soon, I'm sure.
You bet. Thank you very much for the opportunity.
You're welcome.